Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Terrible Take mini podcast. What's on our minds? I'm Joe Clark. It's 7:37 a.m. on day 3 of the NFL draft, and I'm running on 4-5 hours of sleep, but man, I am still buzzing about what the Steelers have done in this draft. I mean, how can you not love Omar Khan? Well, the Steelers have done through the first 3 rounds of the 2024 NFL draft. It's an absolute masterclass in how to build a roster and getting value in the draft. First, in the first round, Team Steelers put at number 20 and gets a player that was reportedly the number 2 tackle in the entire draft in Washington's Troy Fautanu. Broderick can be the long-term solution at tackle across from Broderick Jones. A run on quarterbacks early, a couple defensive players going off the board ahead of the Steelers. The board broke perfectly, and Khan stayed patient and got his guy. Then, doesn't panic in the second round as Oregon's Jackson Powers Johnson comes off the board, a few picks ahead of Pittsburgh's selection. Stays put at number 51, Zach Frazier, was experienced top center in the class, and another guy with just an absolute bulldog mentality falls into Pittsburgh's lap at number 51 overall. Obviously, the team still needed a receiver, and so they again waited it out, taking the 14th receiver in the draft to get their guy in Roman Wilson, a player that Mike Tomlin absolutely loved at the Senior Bowl, and whose versatility is going to play really, really well on Arthur Smith's offense. Steelers might still need to make another addition of receiver, but remember, Smith's offense really only utilizes two primary receivers along with heavy tight end usage, and Wilson's ability to move around is going to be a real asset for the Steelers this season, even as a rookie. Steelers then grabbed one of the top inside linebackers in the class in Peyton Wilson. Wilson filled in well-documented medical concerns, but if he stays healthy, he very legitimately could wind up being the best off-ball linebacker in this class. He's blazing fast. He's got great ball skills. He's got 13 career interceptions, 6 sacks last season. He could be a stud. He doesn't have an ACL. Teams are scared off. Reportedly, 22 teams think he's a one-contract player, but I think the risk is worth the reward with Wilson. He's a stud when he's on the field and when he's healthy. And for the Steelers looking to revamp their inside linebacker room, it's a risk that's well worth taking. One position the Steelers have yet to address ahead of day 3. This is being recorded ahead of day 3. Quarterback. But there's options in free agency with Shannon Sullivan and Patrick Peterson still available. The Steelers want to sign one of them to come back and play the slot. And there's still options on the board, you know, on this day 3. You can take a guy in the 4th round today. Khan's been patient, not panicking to move up the board, and still getting his guys. Steelers have absolutely crushed the draft in their second season under him. As I said, this is being recorded before the Steelers make their day 3 selections, but I have very little doubt that Khan will still find a way to fill Pittsburgh's needs with their 4th and 2-6 selections. It's a very exciting time to be a Steelers fan. Be sure to follow us at SteelersD.com. Check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Mazur and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Go Steelers.